Yesterday, we had both Adam Somurek and Robin Scott, who had resigned over the Victorian ALP branch stacking affair. And today, Adam Somurek's deputy, Marlene Carruz, has also fallen on her sword. Damning footage of her plotting a branch stack was leaked to The Age.
Because he's got 2,500 of our members that he's to go through.
Yeah.
And we'll just, they drop one, we'll put in 10.
Yeah, Adam, can I suggest then, we have a checklist for every one. We're one big operation, but all our little operations have a checklist.
I think what you need to do in the short term very quickly, my office has done this already and they're doing it as part of renewals.
My office is starting, like, as they're doing their renewals, but that takes it. And last time we got we were doing it for everybody.
So Marlene Carew's resignation makes three ministers who have resigned. I asked Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney, whether we should expect any more resignations from the Victorian government.
Within the government? Possibly, although these are the three that were clearly mentioned. There is, of course, Byrne, the federal MP, in whose office this was recorded, and that's a federal matter. But in terms of state MPs, probably not. But we don't know what other information will come to light or be presented to any internal inquiry.
One of the questions the opposition leader was asking was what the Premier knew of Mr. Somurek's activities. Should Daniel Andrews have known what he was up to?
Well, I would have rather thought it was more a question of an open secret, that people knew that Somurek was engaged in a variety of activities, or alleged activities. However, having the actual evidence, actually knowing something, is different from suspecting. So should he have known? Well, there also is the question of he is a factional warlord, to put it another way. He may well have been tolerated, but hopefully corralled.
And he is no longer a minister and has been expelled from the Labor Party. What do you think will happen to the other two? Will they be expelled?
It depends on how it plays out. Now, Somurek was really the target of The Age, Channel 9 or 60 Minutes report. So he was the one who they were really focusing on. He was the one who used the bad language against Gabriel Williams, or certainly disparaging. He's the one who is known as that, the branch stacker, etc. So he is likely to be the one to take the most damage. And the others may yet retain their seats in Parliament and remain members of the ALP, certainly after a period of contrition. Of course, they've still got to go through a pre-selection process for the next Victorian state election.
So are the numbers looking a bit shaky in Victorian Parliament, do you think?
Not at this stage. I mean, one resignation, of course, as they say, one swallow doesn't make a summer. However, if there was more, then yes, Andrews would start to look shaky, not just in terms of the numbers in the Parliament, but in terms of his authority over the party. And, of course, that's the key question, is what authority does he retain, or legitimacy, as a premier of a party that is essentially disintegrating around him.
Been calls for the Victorian Labor Party to be taken over by the Federal Party to sort things out. Is that going to be likely to happen, do you think?
Well, it would be, someone reminded me this morning, 50 years since the last federal intervention into Victoria. It is probably worth considering that the federal executive doesn't necessarily want to get involved in internal state issues. It's usually a bit of a mess. The states will push back. Various members and people who have certain amounts of power within the party will push back quite vigorously. However, if there is deep-rooted illegality, certainly if there's criminal activity, then the federal body would be more than, not welcomed, but more than legitimate in terms of it then intervening. It may yet intervene with more than just an inquiry. At this point, I understand, of course, that Steve Brax and Jenny Macklin are in line, or certainly that's what Anthony Albanese would prefer, and they would provide at least, if you like, some cover for an actual proper full-scale intervention where the state branch is disempowered.
And you mentioned that there was pictures of a federal MP's office in which a meeting was held. How much at risk is he then?
He's at a certain amount of risk. However, here's another thing that's popped up actually just in the last few hours. Another federal MP, Tim Richardson, has raised the question of course, covert recordings being made inside a federal MP's office and the questionable legality around that, notwithstanding the actual arguments. And, of course, the question then remains as well, how did it happen? How was it allowed? Was he, in fact, himself part of that operation, or were staffers involved in that? So it all becomes quite murky, and his office will be embroiled for some time, even though Anthony Albanese has said he supports that particular MP.
Is there going to be what sort of federal fallout do you think will be from this?
Well, this is happening right in the middle of the Edmund era election, so it immediately has an impact for Anthony Albanese, and you know the so-called bellwether seat, which is not so much of a bellwether anymore, but nonetheless key by-election. So they will be quite interested in. Well, this is the federal Labor Party will be interested in damping down this as fast as they can, and moving on, win the by-election, take it forward to any other by-elections, but obviously to the next election, which is, of course, still 2 years away.
Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire, around Australia on the Community Radio Network.